This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia State University's basketball team has suddenly become the most prominent one in the state. The Panthers have put together a 24-7 record on the year. They're 17-1 in their conference. They won the Sun Belt Conference regular title, and they are the number one seed going into this weekend's Sun Belt tournament. If they can win that, they get into the NCAA tournament. Ron Hunter is the coach of the Panthers. This is his third season now. He joins us in Georgia State's sports arena. Coach, welcome. Congratulations and good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You came from what a lot of folks up in Indiana call ooey pooey, Indiana University, Purdue University at Indianapolis, where you had been for many years. When they said, how'd you like to come to Georgia State? Why on earth did you decide to come here?
Well, first of all, it's hard to say IUPUI. So you can imagine in the recruiting wars, just to explain what IUPUI meant, it took about 20 minutes inside to, when you're talking to recruits. But I hadn't heard much about Georgia State, and I was actually on a recruiting visit going to Kentucky to see one of our recruits play and got a phone call. And really wasn't interested about it. And it was a Thursday, and someone called me again, and I decided just to take a look and flew in on a Friday, and next thing I know, Sunday, I was the head coach at Georgia State. So it happened really fast, and it's been a blessing. Really, really love Atlanta. I think this institution is terrific. I think that it's been starving for a winner, and so we're really excited to be here, and what we're doing right now is that we think this is just the beginning of what we're trying to get done.
Was it a chance to rebuild a program? It had had some success mm-hmm. before,
yeah.
But was it a chance to rebuild that was the most appealing?
Yeah, you know, we had done a great job in Indianapolis building a program, and we knew it got to the point where that's probably the best it could go. And so to have that other challenge for me, and this became that other challenge. And so it wasn't a difficult challenge because I've done it before, you know, going in urban institutions that, you know, where, you know, there aren't many dorms and those type of things, and building pride in the institution. We had to do that at IUPUI when you've got Indiana, Purdue, Butler, the Pacers, the Colts. You got so many great things around you. And then I came in this situation, same thing. You got Georgia Tech, you got the Falcons, you got the Hawks. And so there are a lot of great similarities in the job. And so I just thought it was right up my alley. And so far, it's just been perfect.
You mentioned urban institutions a couple of times. What is it about those that appealed to you?
You know, it's just been something that I enjoy. I've always thought that, you know, the traditional schools, whether it's the, you know, it's the Dukes or it's the Virginias or, you know, the more established places, at the end of the day, you aren't going to change too much because they've already won. The culture is already there. You're not coming in to change a culture. I love going to places where you can change the culture and you can put your stamp on what you want that program to be. And we were able to do that at IUPUI, and that's what we want to do here. And I tell young coaches all the time, you know, sometimes you start chasing money, and what you got to do is you got to chase happiness and what makes you go. And urban institutions is something that's been in my blood. I love it. I love the feel of cities. I love that. And so me going to a place and being in a small town probably wouldn't be as effective. And so you have to know that.
This is your third season, and you have some transfers who have really helped you. You have a young man who played at Kentucky. He wasn't just a bench player. He mm-hmm. started games at Kentucky. You have another one from Southern Cal, another one from Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. How long can you build a program, though, with transfers? Yeah. At what point do you have to say, we've got to go out and attract people who want to come here in the first place?
Well, it's interesting because Georgia State has been built on transfers. Forget the athletic part. This university is built on that, where people, there aren't many people that come to Georgia State, and it's the first school and only school to go to. So the university is built that way. So why can't the athletic program be that way? And you know, one of the things I like about transfers is that by the time I get them, they're more humble. You know, they're not that 18-year-old spoiled kid that thinks everything's deserved to them. They usually have gone in, they got their head knocked up a little bit, they've had some bad things happen to them, and now they can come back and get back to being happy and playing again. So, again, that's the part of the urban feel. And so if a kid wants to come back home, they tried it somewhere else and they want to come back home, we're going to always be there for them.
Now you're headed into a tournament, a conference tournament, where you're the number one seed. A win will send you to the NCAA tournament. Unlike a lot of other conferences, though, if you don't win the title, you're probably not going to go to what everybody calls the big dance. Mm-hmm. What kind of pressure does that put on these young men, though?
Well, it's pressure. But one of the things this morning I talked to our guys about is that it's a different type of pressure. A summer ago, I took my kids to South Africa to deliver shoes to underprivileged kids. And they saw pressure when you wake up in the morning and you don't have a pair of shoes. They saw six-year-old boys and girls that may not ever have a pair of shoes until they're 16, 17, 18 years old. That's pressure. this isn't pressure. We've had an unbelievable year. We want to go. We want to win that. This won't change anything. You're still champions. You're going to hang a banner. This is what you're doing. You're playing basketball and you're playing. You're getting a scholarship and you're doing all that. So that's not pressure at all.
Coach Ron Hunter is the head coach of the Georgia State University Panther basketball team. He was Coach of the Year in the Sun Belt Conference. He heads into the conference tournament this weekend. Coach, thanks so much. Good luck to the team. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.